Hey, and welcome back to the first Sweet Disposition of 2011. And it's been a while, but we're here, and it's Lorna, Ian, and myself for an Easter special.
Yeah, today we're going to compare three of the major confectionery offerings for Easter. We've got the Malt Easter, we've got the Aero Bubbly Lamb, and we've got the Dairy Milk Caramel Bunny.
Like, we should probably say that this is like a weird thing that's only happened in the last two or three Easter years. They're like kind of like Easter-based mini snacks. Like, they're not the typical egg, but like snack packs, I think.
I feel really bad about eating this lamb. I don't know. Bunnies are fine. You get used to Easter bunnies, but Easter lamb.
Yeah, the Aero Bubbly Lamb is actually really cute.
Let's just hope it is an actual lamb, like lamb and chocolate. I'm not sure if that's a combination.
And the Maltese bunny doesn't have any facial features, so it's just kind of a sort of abstract bunny.
I don't feel so bad about it then.
And the caramel bunny.
It's the sexy bunny, isn't it?
Yeah, but like it's kind of
weird. And she's doing kind of like a weird groin thrust pose.
Yeah, and she's got too much detail. She's even got eyelashes.
I think that we need to start because we've got a lot to get through.
She's got webbed ears though.
Yeah, should we start with the Maltista?
Yeah, let's go in the Maltista.
I'm going to go for a little bit. Oh.
It's not crunchy. It's kind of soggy.
Tastes like a Maltesa, but soggy.
It's got a lot of the Maltese in the middle.
But it's weird. And like,
it's fully Maltese in the middle, but because it's bigger than a Maltese, it's not set properly.
It's got like a kind of Maltese slime in it. Yeah. But it tastes good still.
Yeah.
It's just, I quite like that crunch in Maltesers.
Yeah, me too.
You can't hear someone eat one of those things.
Mm. No.
Right, should we move on to the Aero?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the lamb.
Okay, you eat this lamb's head here.
Oh, this one looks thick. This looks like a big truffly... It doesn't look very bubbly.
Well, it's because I sliced it with a knife.
It's kind of half and half.
I mean, this is just an Aero, isn't it?
Yeah, just an Aero.
It's just an Aero in the shape of a lamb.
So, I have to say at this point, it's two packs for a pound on all of these. So, with the Aero, you would probably have better value for money if you actually just bought an Aero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Aero tastes as good as the Maltese one.
No.
Chocolate's not as good.
Anyway, last one then. Caramel bunnies.
We get to eat a whole one each.
Yeah, sexy bunny.
With the bunnies, you get two in a pack. So it feels slightly more indulgent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone loves Dairy Milk Caramel anyway. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But again, it's very similar. Like, out of all of these, only the Maltese is something that I would say is different to the main variety.
Yeah, this is entirely identical to eating a whole bunch of Cadbury's Caramel.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think there's slightly more, the chocolate's slightly thicker on the bunny.
I mean, it's weird. If we're going, okay, I guess that we really should rate these now. Like, I'm disappointed with both the Aero Lamb and the Caramel Bunnies because they are just the same as their chocolate bar counterpart. But saying that, I like Dairy Milk Caramel better than all the others.
Right.
So I would choose Dairy Milk. I think what my choice would be is I would just buy I would ignore all of these and just buy a Dairy Milk Caramel.
Mm. It's interesting to note though that the Caramel Bunnies, it's 100 calories per bunny.
Yeah, so they're worst.
So there's 200 calories in that. So it's the same as actually having a bar of caramel.
Just in a novelty shape.
So then the Bubbly Lamb has the fewest calories at 145.
That's because there's air in it, holes in it.
And the Maltista is 157. Plus you're donating 2p per pack's current release. I'd be tempted with the Maltista if I had to choose. Just because it's done something new and innovative.
Yeah, I think, as you said, if I was going to get the caramel one, I'd just get an actual caramel. But of these, I'd probably have the Maltista best.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as I said, I'd rather have the caramel, but of all of them, I would choose the Maltista.
So the winner is the Maltista.
Hooray!
Woo!